Sutton. Rusty Thompson is president and CEO of Evans Adhesive and serves as chairman of the Adhesive and Sealant Council. Rusty's joining me today to fill us in on some of the ASC's plans for its upcoming fall convention and expo, which will be held October 21st to the 23rd in Minneapolis. Rusty, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Hey, Susan, thank you for the opportunity. With more than 50 technical papers anticipated, your readers and listeners will want to make their plans now for the meeting. It's going to be a solid event, and I'm pleased to highlight some of the new things we are developing.
Now, this convention will mark a change in format for the ASC. Can you tell us what's changing and why the ASC decided to go this route?
Basically, Susan, it's the weekend travel. We're shifting all the sessions by one day, starting the convention on Monday evening and going through Wednesday evening. So the biggest change from a format perspective is not having to travel on those weekends to get to the convention. We made this change based upon significant member input and the clear guidance from the evaluations.
Okay. What types of topics will be covered in the technical sessions?
We will have more of an end-user speaker format during the technical sessions with experts from the electronics and building and constructions coming in to discuss market opportunities for the industry. We will also have a strong focus on hot melt, as both the short course that will be co-located with the meeting and the convention will have tracks dedicated to this effort. We have also already filled our advanced technology track sessions that will feature seven speakers focused on the emerging research.
Now, the ASC always offers plenty of opportunities to network and learn about new products. Can you outline some of the highlights?
The biggest change with networking this year is something we're calling speed network lunching. We're going to do a special lunch that will connect attendees outside of the expo and give participants a chance to meet up to six attendees during a one-hour lunch. The evaluations indicated that our members wanted to continue to expand the expo effort, but also wanted some simple FaceTime with other attendees in order to develop their business network. We think the lunch will help facilitate this, and it's similar to how we developed the CEO network lunch that we began about 2 years ago.
Well, that sounds great. The spring event in Atlanta enjoyed record attendance. How are things shaping up for the fall?
Couldn't be more happy. We're 80% sold out for the expo. Sponsorships are close to selling out, and the attendance is ramping up. We expect once again to have more than 550 attendees as companies look to focus on R&D and the need to guide and need guidance on trends, or they are looking for how the issues or challenges we'll be facing and want to prepare in advance.
Thanks again, Rusty. We'll see you in Minneapolis.
Hey, thanks, Susan. Appreciate it. Your readers will want to look for the new ASC Convention app that will be available on iTunes, just like this podcast. Other new opportunities to brief the convention attendance and connect with attendees as well.
To find out more about what you can expect at the ASC's Fall 2013 Convention and Expo, read the preview article on our 2013 issue, available now at adhesivesmag.com, or visit the ASC's website at ascouncil.org.